Welcome to the Rooted Woman podcast. This is Bethany Wild, your hostess. And this week is going to be a solo episode. It's been a little while since I've put out one of these, but this is such a topic that has been on my heart and my mind that I know a lot of you have also been thinking about and want to have, a conversation about, to think about it a little bit more. Originally I wanted this to be a conversation with someone who had a lot more knowledge and wisdom and kind of expertise on this subject, maybe even more personal experience than me, but, I was not able to find the right, person or lock the right person down. So this is just going to be me talking about this. And then if I do bring on someone in the future and she's available, then that's what I'll do. And then she'll give a different perspective. So this topic is about antinatalism. It's about modern mothering. It's about the good work of it and how much, well, there is a current cultural trend and a lot of marketing and propaganda around antinatalism. And I want to talk about this, the origins of it, based on the limited amount of kind of research that I've done, and how this affects mothers, how this affects all of us. So I started to kind of, well, actually, I've thought about this topic for a few years, just noticing different women around me, different women my age, different, perspectives out there, just from walking the world, about what people think about children right now, what people think about becoming a parent, a mother, and just hearing people's opinions about it for years, of course, especially when, I was contemplating whether this would be my path or not in my early 20s. So I'm sure so many of us have heard the sentiments from a lot of people, like, oh, I never want to have children. They're, all these negative things about them, how they want their freedom, how they don't want to go through pregnancy and birth. Just a lot of all of that, right? Like, I'm sure we've heard about all of that. Lately, I've been seeing a lot more online in the realm of news articles and news opinions, and even just going on YouTube and seeing different things marketed to me as these pieces from news outlets and, places like Vice, or even a lot more mainstream and popular, like some kind of news outlet about just profiling different people who choose to not have children and how much better their lives are and how much more money they have and, time and freedom and all of these things. And I've seen so much more of that in the last few years than ever. And I really don't like the marketing and the propaganda around that. Now, I think it goes without saying that, of course, for those who choose not to have children, that's their choice. And I certainly don't want to bring in judgment around that. I know how much it takes to be a mother and to have children and to parent them. It's a lot, obviously. I think where I have an issue is when it starts to tip into hatred around children and really hatred around life itself. And that's where I see a lot of it tipping into. I went down some rabbit holes, which you definitely should not do, for those listening, into the world of the dark world of Reddit and, these specific message boards where people are talking about their true honest feelings around this that gets bolstered by other people who also feel a lot of like depression about life and hatred about life and how it's they think it's wrong to bring children into the world and that we should all just die out and life is just so horrible and all these things. And it becomes pretty clear that these are very depressed and disturbed people. This is an anti-life movement, and it's a spectrum, of course, because there's just people who just know that it's not the right path for them in this life, and then it goes way, way in an intense direction with a lot of hatred, and that's not something that you're often going to see in real life. Like, people are going to hide their feelings about this, but now people have these spaces online where they can like cultivate that hate and find people who feel that way and get all these thoughts introduced into their minds about all of this. So that's kind of a new thing. And I think that is sparking a lot of this, this hatred and antinatalism to a larger degree than it ever could have been before, because, for all the reasons I mentioned, right? So you've probably, if you're a mother, you've probably just felt this general sentiment going around town, hopefully. Or if you're lucky, you haven't felt this, and that's so beautiful. But I certainly have, because I've lived in places, I currently live in a place with a lot of older people, and there's just, you know, there's not a lot of reverence, general societal reverence for mothers, for putting mothers and children first in a community sense. There's a lot of judgment about how our children behave and act in public, and it's very stressful, and you can feel that as a mother. And now I just feel like this has been taken to this whole other level, and it's beyond disheartening to like click on these articles or these videos and to see all the comments of people. And I just wonder if it attracts more of those people who agree with it than people like me who have children and who revere that path, right? But it seems very skewed in that direction. So, when I started to see these videos and went down this horrible Reddit rabbit hole, I started to do a little bit more research into this movement, really, of antinatalism, and trying to understand kind of where it started. Because if we look at the span of human history, parenthood, creating life, creating the next generation has always been a revered, sacred endeavor. Of course, right? Not only is it the most magical thing in the world, but as Zuri Snow says in a past episode, which is such a beautiful one that you should listen to if you like this topic, she says, children are the seeds of our future. And we have always known this. And for things to be so skewed, it really, it has really frightened me to see how skewed things have been. So I'm not an expert in the history of this. I'm not an expert in like the entirety of this movement and everything, but I'm going to talk about a little bit about what I have researched and give you a lot of resources in the comments too, because there's a lot of really intelligent, smart people who are putting their life's work into understanding this and to shifting cultural perspectives, because it's a really important issue, and you'll see why as I start to talk about it. So, all right. So in the 70s, which I'm with my limited knowledge. I'm going to just kind of assume that a lot shifted around this time. And this is what some other people have said as well, that there was a real shift with this book called Population Bomb in the 70s. I can't pronounce his last name very well. His name is Paul Ehrlich, I think. I'll put it in the show notes. But basically, so after World War II, there was a population boom. People had so much devastation in the World War I, World War II. There was a worldwide importance on bringing new children into the world, especially the Jewish people, right? Millions of Jews died in World War II. There was a real renaissance after that. People understood the importance of parenthood. They understood how much we needed to bring a new life, and not just in a sense that we need more people, but more bringing in more life. I see it in this energetic and spiritual sense as well. It brings hope. It brings in energy. It brings in positivity for the future, right? But a lot shifted with, and I can't say that it was just this book, but it was a very important, pivotal book for this time. And there was a lot of attention paid onto this book. Now, there's a lot of so-called facts in this book that have been disputed. Basically, the book was positing that we are in a, we are overpopulated. There's too many people. It's going to cause problems. And you know this messaging because it's continues to be the mainstream messaging up until today. We have all heard it, right? That there's too many people. We're going to run out of resources. And there's really a lot here because this kind of thinking breeds, at its extreme, it breeds a hatred for people. It makes it so that we don't see people as individuals, but as this larger pool of unwanted, of the unwanted, right? Anyone but our tribe, they need to be killed off. This is an extreme view, but it's not that extreme. If you look into a lot of so-called conspiracy theories, but if you are a traveler in the world, if you have driven the United States, you know that the majority of spaces are open, empty spaces. There isn't actually an overpopulation crisis. And so I watched this documentary called Birth Gap, and it's in a couple of different series. Definitely watch that if you're interested in this and then the data around this. But we're actually in a global population decline. The thing is, it's not going to show up for another generation. Then that is when we're going to see problems. So, if you look into this, there is such clear data that we are in this global population decline. All kinds of news outlets are going to talk about this. If you look at the data, it's there. And the reason why we are in a global population decline is because people aren't having children like they used to. So right now, we are still kind of living off the population boom that happened after World War II and subsequent generations before a lot of this propaganda about parenthood came into play. So in the next generation, we're going to have a larger population of older people. I think the Birth Gap documentary, the people that produced that were saying that over, it's going to be over 50 years old and there's going to be not enough young people to support that older generation. So what's interesting is that the same, how do I say this? So more women are opting out of becoming mothers than ever before. Once people decide to have a child, they're going to have the same number of children generally as they always would have in the past. So the data around this is, it's going to vary by, like, I tried to find an exact percentage about this, but it's going to vary by country, of course, right? So definitely don't quote me on this, because it's like every time I search for this specific question, different sources gave me different numbers. But I believe before the 1970s, generally most women decided to have children. Today, there are some estimates that say 25% of women who reached the end of their childbearing phase never had a child. Some estimates said 30%, and then there was one source that I saw that said closer to like 45%. I don't know if that's accurate. I think around 30% is probably a little more accurate. But for reference, in 1976, 10% of women or less did not choose to have a child. And of course, there are so many factors to this, right? Like why people opt out of this. A lot of it's cultural. Like I think a lot of people would say, oh, now women can finally have the choice to decide what they want to do with their lives instead of being culturally forced into something that they didn't want. Or, you know, I'm sure birth control plays another huge role in women being able to actually opt out of this. And again, it's not a judgment, because I think that there are a lot of great reasons, and I support women who don't want to have children. I don't think that should be forced on anyone. But I think there's an issue when the reason women don't want to become children, become parents, is because of fear and propaganda. I read an article. It was so sad. This woman chose not to have children because she was fed this propaganda about climate change, how bringing a child into the world would bring them into a world that is dying, and that it would be the utmost cruel thing that you could do. And it was kind of clear to me that her heart would have otherwise opted into this, if not for the propaganda. So marketing, propaganda, lies are so powerful. And to me, when I see a large push from the mainstream to do one thing or another, I really question that. And I really question what is going on behind that. And I don't trust it. In that Birth Gap documentary, I really appreciate a lot of the things that they talk about with why population decline is a problem. They mentioned that the central, or maybe in another article I will link actually in the show notes, but the central reason why Rome fell was because of population decline. It's a myth that more people equals scarcity of resources. In fact, more people equals more life. It equals more growth and a renaissance of ideas and a renaissance of energy and coming up with ways to create more resources. So there's a lot of lies we've been told about more people equals problem, equals scarcity for us, equals planet decline, when a lot of the real issues are the psychopathic elite in power who are lying to us, making us fight each other, who really just want us all to kill each other off, and for them to have the majority of resources, right? This is my opinion, the opinion of a lot of people. Some might call it a conspiracy. So I definitely want to refer you to a lot of that data that I've put in the show notes. There's some really great, smart articles, a documentary. I'm not the most, the expert to talk about this, but I feel it's important to get it out to women who don't otherwise know about some of this information, and just to kind of refer you out from there. So then comes the next part for me. So what happens on a larger scale when larger populations of people opt out of and or have hatred for parenthood, motherhood, and children? It is scary to me. The extremes that I have seen, and not everyone feels this way, not everyone's going to act on these thoughts, but just to have a larger and larger and larger population of people having spaces to cultivate this kind of hate for life, to cultivate this kind of hate for children and women and mothers, is frightening to me. We should all be aware of this, because to be a mother is to be a protector of life, a protector of children, a protector of your family. And I take it seriously. And I have so many things to say about how becoming a mother has made me a better human. Anyone who is a mother can attest to the fact that we get tested in ways that you can't otherwise replicate, no matter how many, how many times you've babysat or nannied or whatever. And I don't look down on anyone who doesn't have children. I think that we live so many different lives, and it's not really a big deal if we choose not to have children in this life. We'll probably have children in another life and learn those lessons. So it all washes out for me. But speaking of important and crucial rites of passage for humans, is generally and in the majority, most of us opting in to parenthood, because it puts us right in the center of the web of life. It makes us care about the community in ways that we couldn't have felt before. For women who go through, and this is rare now, I think this is probably part of the reason why so many women don't want to go through pregnancy and birth, but because of the system and the trauma and the violation that occurs there, and the propaganda around it being a horrible thing for us. But if you go through pregnancy and birth in your power and sovereignly, and you're undisturbed, and all of it unfolds as it's more or less meant to, it truly is this rite of passage that brings you into your power as a woman, into your voice, into it takes you from, it took me from someone who questioned themselves, who had anxiety, who was living for myself completely, and it took me into the strongest, version of myself, the most selfless version of myself, a person who cares about all children as a whole, about our community, about the next generations. It has cracked me open in deeply like physical, energetic, spiritual ways that it would not have been possible before. Through the molding that pregnancy and birth and mothering has done to me. So I believe that's the design. We go through this journey and we are embedded deeper into life in our communities. And so, yeah, what happens when most people opt out of this? When they, well, I'll say when they hate children, when they hate mothers, when they think that their lives matter more, or that they should be prioritized more, let's say, what happens? I think a lot of what modern mothers feel is not only a heartache and a grief for the lack of village that we imagine that we should have in this life, that we don't have, that we probably used to have. Not only that, but this desire, I've used this word a few times, for reverence in our role as mothers. This, I feel, is our birthright in the community, what we have always had. When people became parents, their status was elevated. They were understood to be more trustworthy, mature members of the community. And now, it's a complete opposite. And there are numerous teachers who are not parents, will never become parents. Not that they don't carry wisdom. Of course, people carry wisdom. And not all parents are wise. But I'm speaking in a general way. We're in very skewed times and we feel it. We feel it. It's really stressful to be a mother of young children and to go out into the world, to go out into the community, to see how unwelcome we are in so many spaces, or we're only welcome if these parameters are met. If our child is quiet and sweet, if we don't take up too much space, there are endless events and places that children just aren't welcome, and so I'm not welcome. And really what I don't want this episode to be like a maiden versus mother kind of thing. I don't desire that at all. My feeling is that we need to return to elevating mothers and children as the center of communities, deeply appreciating the role that they hold. But at the same time, it's like, if you are someone who feels like it is a horrible thing to bring children into this planet, you're going to feel like mothers are doing horrible things by having children and you're going to hate them. So I don't know how to reach those people. I'm not even trying to reach those people. I'm sure the people that are the women that are listening to this podcast, this episode, feel a lot of the ways that I do about this. So I'd love you to read these resources in the show notes and just to have a deeper understanding of this, to have conversations with people in your life who are trying to just continue to spew out the propaganda that, you know, we have a population problem, that there's, that we're causing a climate crisis, that children are a problem, et cetera, et cetera. So, God, there's probably a lot more that I want to say that I'm going to think back later and wish I said, but I think I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to share this quote. I link this article in the show notes by Twitter account More Births. It's a really good article. And it ends in this way. Quote, "This idea that society should simply stop having children is not just another viewpoint. It is an ideology that is misanthropic, sociopathic, and destructive, and it threatens to pull down economies and civilizations. If we want to save the world from collapsing fertility, the first step is that societies must orient clearly and confidently back to the normal view that humanity is precious and children are treasures. It is an incredibly damaging, the idea of overpopulation is an incredibly damaging one, with birth rates at their lowest in history almost everywhere." End quote. So I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to open up a conversation and receive some viewpoints from those of you who are listening to this episode. I'd love to hear your personal stories about anything you've experienced in relation to this as a mother, as a woman without children, any of that. You can email me at bethanywildinfo@gmail.com. And you can always go on my Instagram. I post all of the episodes on there. It's actually a really great place to check out birth photos. If there's, if I share a birth story, a lot of times the woman will share with me a bunch of photos and they're all up on there. So definitely check that out. And if you have comments that you want to share publicly, you can share in the photo for this episode there. Otherwise you can email me. I think it would be really an interesting episode to just gather clips of women who just like story after story of different clips from different women. So please reach out to me by email if you want to be a part of that. And yeah, thank you for listening and being here. This is such an important topic for not just me, but all of us to understand the turning tides and to shift it if we can. All right. Well, I'll be coming at you with another episode in a couple of weeks. And again, please connect with me if you feel like you have a story to share.